That don't mean you don't go to work. Nobody never said that. You learn how to work, but you bleed. I get the best job. They get it when they get raised, I'll be the first one to get a raise. I work for this man. Are y'all in the house? I work for this man. I work for this company. And I'm going to be the best worker he got. I'm not going to be a bathroom runner. And a turn around the corner cigarette smoker. When I ought to be working. I'm not going to get over in the corner and jaw jack when I ought to be. I'm going to be the best worker. I'm going to make him so much money, he going to want to give me 2 raises. But most people go on the job trying to figure out how to get the money and don't do the work. But in this system, God will give you grace. Next thing you know, he'll be saying, I need you to come be a partner of this company with me. Then you move from a partner and say, well, I think I'm just going to let you take over and become the CEO of this company. But see, we don't think like that. We think, well, if I can just slip by and make my 40 hours and don't have to do no work. You know what somebody said? Can I tell you what they said? Said this company, this guy that owned the company, he said, I sit in my window. I look out my window. People come to work that's late. He said, the one that's late that I keep is the one when they get out the car, they're running trying to get there. One get out the car. You know, when you get out, you finally get out. He said, that's the one I fire. Because he don't want no job. All he want, he just hoping he get there so he can get that paycheck. And see, we believe we need to be diligent people. And we wonder why things don't happen, because we are lazy and errors. And it's hating us. We don't believe nothing when it says to God, come down to the things of God. We are not diligent, faithful about the word of God, faithful to honor your brother and sister, faithful to do what you say. And I know I'm preaching whether you like it or not. And then the first one to hand out. But you'll be diligent about the things of God. Be faithful to believe, faithful, always there. Don't wait for somebody to beg you. We learn how to live in this realm. It covers spirit, soul, body. All 3 realms have to be well taken care of. Amen. Spiritually, I got to worship God. I get to. Spiritually, I pray. I get to pray. Spiritually, I read the Bible. I get to read the Bible. Spiritually, I meditate in the Word. I get to. I love to. Hallelujah. Physically, I think about the word. I renew my mind. I think about how to do people right. I think about when thoughts come to my mind, I say, I reject it. How somebody said something and the thought come to my mind, I'm going to get even with you. No. I'm thinking about how can I help you? I'm talking about growing up, becoming God inside minded. I renew my mind to think that way. Because things are going to come at you. And people are going to do you wrong. And you've done somebody else wrong already. Sometimes we're aware of it, and sometimes we're not. Because But the thing about it, I'm going to renew my mind. Physically so. I got to know how to dress myself. I got to know how to feed myself. I got to know how to rest my body. Come on, we should go right down the line. I got to know what to let my body get engaged in, what not to get engaged in. Hello? And see, a lot of folks don't know. This is why we got to learn about it. And then learn to get in this realm of state. You get trapped over there, and it takes some time. It takes, let me say it like this, it takes the power of God to get you delivered. Some people ought to be walking. We're dragging them. Hello? And you got a mindset just to go out and act like the world, live like the world, think like the world, and do what the world do, and you think you're going to be all right. You're badly deceived. You know, if a person will be wise, be smart, just look around at the one that's doing it and see where they end up. Dead, in jail. Going trying to get help for the mind. Addicted to stuff. But they started out, we're going to have a good time. We're going to shake, rally, and roll. Now they're just rolling. In pain. And just because you're young, you keep living, you're going to get older. Hello? I'm going to say it again. Just because you're young, if you live, you're going to get older. My dad talked about some stuff. Listen to me. My dad talked about some stuff. And when I used to, you know, you go by and check on, he was talking about, I said, what are you talking about? I know what he's talking about now. So how you take care of yourself, hello, 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 now will affect you. If you use yourself like a dish rag, you think what you think when you're going to get older. You're going to be a dish rag. All kind of holes in you. All kind of aches and pain, groans and moans. Hello. Amen. 12 o'clock. I did it. Praise God.